We're turning now to Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. Now we're going to start with Omer of Ashi. Now part of this Gemara I'm going to read inside, part of it I'm just going to summarize. But let me tell you exactly where it is on the daf. Do you see a Tosis Dira Maskel Kiderech?
Right in the middle. Yeah.
Right in the middle. So if you take a look, one line below the big Kiderech of Tosfos, you'll see Omer of Ashi. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I got the wrong Omer of Ashi. Just one second. There are two Omer of Ashi. See, on my right? Yeah, this is the lower Omer of Ashi. Just one second. Sorry. But again, you have a different Gemara, am I right? So
no,
it's not going.
I have a standard Gemara.
Oh wow! So where is it in the standard Gemara?
It's about four lines in the Tosfos, below the.
Oh, I see. Very good. So Omer of Ashi. Okay, it's just a few lines below where we were. About five lines were in the same.
Oh, okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Omer of Ashi. Now, the Torah says Lo Sevashel Gidi B'Chalev Imo, prohibiting Bishul. So Rav Ashi asks the obvious question: how do we know that the Torah prohibits Achila? Now there are many different answers to this question. We're going to focus our attention on Rav Ashi's answer, which is a kind of a surprise. There's a curveball here. He has a parsha in Re'e or in Sefer Dvarim where the Torah says Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Now Rav Ashi has a unique understanding of that law, and it's going to address the case of Basar B'Cholah. To'eva, he says, is when the Torah says, I don't want you to create this. You know, it's the world, the universe was created by God. I don't want you to create something other than what I created. So later on we're going to talk about Kelayim, when he creates Kelayim. We're going to talk about, let's say, cases where he creates Bishul on Shabbos, something that was raw and he makes it into cooked on Shabbos. We're going to talk about different kinds of Shechita, which the Torah prohibits. And he creates something which the Torah doesn't want him to have. And that object which he creates, which the Torah prohibits him from creating, that object is called To'eva. That's how Rav Ashi interprets the word To'eva. Kol she'tiavti l'cha, whenever I enjoin you from creating something, I commanded you not to create something, and you went ahead and you created something, that something that you created illegally is called a To'eva. In other words, it's not just the action of creation, but it's also the result of the action which generates an isa called to'eva. So let's go back to the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk says lo sochal, which means that if you have a to'eva, which is something the Torah prohibited you from creating, that becomes an isa achila. And kol she'tiavti l'cha reu v'bal tochal means that if you created a mixture of basa b'cholav, the Torah didn't want you to create that mixture of basa b'cholav, and you went ahead and did so by violating the Torah's will of Bishul, then the object that you've created is To'eva. And therefore it's included under the law of Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Mm-hmm. Now the Rishonim have a problem here with a different kind of Basar B'Cholav that wasn't created through any violation. Let's say, for example, a guy would cook Basar B'Cholav, a katan would cook Basar B'Cholav. Well, let's say milk fell, the wind pushed the milk off a ledge and it fell into basa that was heating on a fire. There was no one who violated the Isur Yitzira in creating this, but nevertheless the Torah says that that connection, that combination of basa b'cholav, when they were cooked together, is considered a to'eva. It matters not whether you actually violated the Isur of Bishul before, but the Isur Bishul itself indicates that the Torah doesn't want this connection between Basa B'Cholav. So that even if the Basa B'Cholav connection would be created without what?
A mice,
without a Maisa Avera, nevertheless it's still considered To'eva, and it's also be'achila. Now Tosis later on in this sugya is going to ask the following question. There are things that were created by Goyim and they're called Elim Shesirson. Let's say, for example, a guy will take an animal and he will castrate the animal. And the Torah says that Be'artzchem lo sasu, which is the source in Vayikuchav Beis for the Isus Sirus, would we say therefore that you're not allowed to shech this animal and eat its meat? Because since you were not allowed to castrate the animal, therefore you have violated lo sochal kol toeva, the animal is a toeva. Satosis answers that if you look at the beginning of that same pasuk, Be'artzchem lo sasu, which is the source for the Isus Sirus, it says lo sakrivu lashem ubi'artzchem lo sasu, and the words lo sakrivu lashem indicate that this object is also ligavoa. The Torah went out of its way to say that if you are misares an animal, that behema becomes pasul lakrova ligavoa lo sakrivu lashem. And there's a miut here, says Tosfos, lo sakrivu lashem, v'utoeva lakrova l'mizbeach, v'lo lehejot b'achila. So basically Tosfos is saying that in theory, in the conceptual world, if you were to be misaris an animal, you would not be allowed to shecht and eat its meat, because of the iser of lo sochal kol toeva. However, because of a special miut, that the Torah says it's only a toeva l'mizbeach, but not l'achilas onam, that's why you're allowed to eat the meat of a castrated animal, as long as it's not a treif, of course. So it's interesting, according to Tosfos, we now have two rules. One rule is that if the Torah doesn't want you to create this object and this entity, and it was a result of your creating it when the Torah told you not to, then you're not allowed to eat or shecht it and eat its flesh. That's principle number one. Principle number two is there may be exceptions to the rule which have to be derived through a separate drush, a separate miut, as in the case of Sirus, where the Torah added the words lo sakrivu lashem, and it's only toeva legavoa but not lehejot. Now Rav Ashi wants to go one step further. And he wants to say that once basa b'chalav is included in a lav of lo sochal, then in mele it's going to be also not only b'achila, but also what? B'hanah. Eli ela b'achila. The drasha of lo sochal kol toeva, so far as it applies to basa b'chalav, only generates an iser achila. B'hanah minayin. How do I derive an iser hanah? And the answer is Kid Rabbi Avo, the famous principle of Rabbi Avo, that anytime the Torah prohibits achila in any of the various lashonos of achila, then implicit in the isra achila, says Rabbi Avo, is an isra hana, and the only exception to the rule is going to be nevela. So therefore.
Well, the Torah itself permits
correct.
That.
Excellent. Whatever it says in the Torah, either lo yochal, lo sochal, lo sochal, any of the lashonos of achila is echad isra achila v'echad isra hanah b'mashma. How do I know that when the Torah prohibits achila, it means hanah? So from the exception to the rule, I'm going to derive the rule. And what is the exception to the rule? Ad sheyifrot lecha kasuv, until the Torah explicitly permits hanah, kiderech shepart lecha b'nevela. And the Torah says with regard to nevela, lager b'nesina, lager shem b'shrech tetena o macho l'nachri, lavod kachavim b'lechira. So it means that you take the nevela and you give it as a gift to a ger. A ger here means a ger tosha. Or if you have a guy who's willing to pay for the carcass of the nevela, sell it to a guy. And according to Rabbi Avo, since the Torah went out of its way in this particular case of the nevela to teach me that you're allowed to benefit from it, it implies that had the Torah not done so, then Israel would have been implicit in what? in the Isra Achila. And here the Rambam has something to say, because the Rambam says that the Isra Adno is really just an extension of the Isra Achila. Isra Achila is really just representative of the whole class of Hadno. And now the Gemara goes on to quote a Braisa, and this Braisa is going to record a Machlokas Shin Rabbi Meir the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir is going to say that you can enjoy the benefits of this Nevela in one of two ways. You have, you know, it's an open-ended, you can decide. You can give it as a gift, you can sell it, you can sell it to a ger, you can give it as a gift to a guy. Everything is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that he applies the principle of Dvarim Kiksavav, and the Torah only allows you to give a gift to the ger, you're not allowed to sell it to the ger, or to sell it to a guy, but you're not allowed to give it as a gift to a guy. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is based on the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela LaGer Hashem B'Sherech Tinana, let me read the pasuk again. I'm sorry. Lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'yachola o machol l'nachri. What's the o machol l'nachri? According to Rabbi Meir, so argues Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah should have omitted the word o and should have told us something that would indicate that everything is mutter, called the vela, lager, or lenachri, asher yitnena, umachar. You know, just group it all together. What's the O? The O is a machalik here. And it teaches the Dvarim Kiksavim that either you're allowed to give it as a gift to a ger, or you're allowed to sell it to a nachri. Rameir says that the reason why the Torah added the word O is to give us kedima, which means that if you have two choices, you can either give it as a gift to a ger, or you can sell it to a nachri. The Torah would advocate, ideally, that you give it as a gift to the ger. The reason for that is because the Torah says, v'chei achicha imach, and we're chayav to be mefarnes a ger toshav, if he's in need. So find yourself a ger toshav that's in need, he's a poor fellow, and give him a piece of the vela as a gift. So right now, Rabbosai, we're going to start learning the Gemara inside from the words Elamei Ata. Now, let me ask if everyone has the place here, Elamei Ata. It's the last two words on Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis. Elamei Ata. Maisa Shabbos Litzaru. According to you, Rav Ashi, that whenever the Torah tells you not to create something, that it's included under, if you went ahead and created it, it's included under Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. I'm sorry, Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva. If that be the case, then if you cook something on Shabbos, this is no different than Tosfos' case where you castrated the animal. Here you cook the food, it was raw, it was unedible, now you made it edible on Shabbos, you violated the Isur of Melecha Shabbos, is now it should be a Toeva. And should come under Tiavti Lecha Hu. So again, just like Tosis in the case of a castrated animal, you had to come up with a mute, the Torah was Memayit, the case where you violated Melecha's Bishal on Shabbos, and the tavshil itself is mutter. Omar Kra, the Torah says, Ushmartem es haShabbos, ki kodesh hi lachem. He kodesh? Why did the Torah have to add the X word he? As a mute. He kodesh v'yein ma'aseh kodesh. Shabbos is sanctified, but not the action of violating the Shabbos. That's not considered kodesh. And kodesh here means iser. So therefore, ma'aseh Shabbos is not osur. It doesn't come under the law of Lo Socho called the Vela, and the reason for that is because that which was created as a result of Chil Shabbos is not Kodesh. Now there's a Tosus Divya Maskel He, and he's bothered. How do we know that this Pasuk is coming to exclude Maisa Shabbos to tell me that's Mutav Achila? Maybe it's only coming to be Mamaita Hanoah, that it's Mutav Hanoah. Tosus answers, the Heter Hanoah we're going to derive from the pasuk lachem. It says kodeshi lachem, and whenever the Torah says lachem, it means it's yours for hanah. So we never had a havamina that Maisa Shabbos would be mutter, would be also about no, because the Torah says lachem. But now the Torah adds the word he to tell you that it's not even aser be'achila. Now there is a shita in Masechta Ksubos. We learned it here in this room not that long ago when we learned Elul Naris of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that Maisa Shabbos is aser b'deraisa. So this mute with the Gemara saying Kodesh Hilachem does not apply according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And the Gemara has a whole discussion about Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, how he interprets this pasuk in a, such a way that it doesn't exclude Maisa Shabbos from an Iser, from an Iser Dorais. Now there's a Machlokas Tanoim back on Daf Tezvav and Aleph at the very beginning of Masechta Chulin about something that was cooked on Shabbos b'mezid. Are you allowed to eat it after Shabbos? According to Rabbi Meir, all you have to do is wait what's called b'chdeisha yasu, the amount of time it would take you after Shabbos to cook it, so you're not benefiting in any way from Melecha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a basic difference between the Mavashel himself, who cooked it, and others. As far as the Mavashel is concerned, he's not allowed to enjoy this Tavshil forever and ever. As far as Achirim is concerned, they're mutter even on Shabbos itself. And as we said before, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that everybody is enjoying, no one's allowed to eat this Tavshil that was cooked on Shabbos. Now the Gemara Ksubas tells us that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Sandler and the other Tanoim as to whether Maaseh Shabbos is also Midoraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan takes this pasuk, Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem, and instead of being Memayit, he, as we said before, Kodesh he Kodesh Vei Maaseh Kodesh, he says Kodesh Hi Lachem means that just like Kodesh is also Bachila, so Maaseh Shabbos is also b'achila, and it's also for everyone, forever and ever. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda hold that the entire Iser of Tavshil Shabbos, of Maaseh Shabbos, is only derabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says we're going to introduce a knas, and we're going to penalize him, even in the case where he was a shogeg. And we're going to say that it's awesome. And Rabbi Meir says, no, we're not going to accept this knas. Rabbi Meir is only going to say we have to wait a period of time called b'chdeisha yasu, so that we shouldn't be nene from the Isa. Al Gemara's kasha, based on losocha kol nevela, is addressed to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Why is the tavshil of Shabbos b'mezid Mutter min haTorah? Why shouldn't it be aser midin lo sochal kol toeva? However, if we all like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who derived from the pasuk Kodesh Hi Lachem that is an iser of Maaseh Shabbos, then, and that iser is doraisa, we're not going to ask the question, well, what are you going to do with this pasuk, because this pasuk Adarab is going to be the source for the Iser of Maaseh Shabbos. So anyway, just to summarize, the bottom line is that the rule is if you created something which the Torah told you not to create, then it comes under lo sochal kol toeva, and the exceptions to that rule are going to be cases where you have a drasha. We have a drasha in the case of Sirus, now we have a drasha in the case of Shabbos, that ein maaseh Kodesh.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is aser v'kulam le'olam, so that is like a toeva.
Right.
But
even Rabbi Yochanan, it's interesting, I didn't want to get into this, but even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler needs a special pasuk for Maaseh Shabbos. It says Kodesh Hi Lachem. He never derives it from lo sochal kol toeva, which is interesting. The reason for that might be because Rabbi Yochanan Sandler wants to generate even an Iser Hanah Or alternatively, Rav Yochanan Sandler wants to create an Iser that's a Shabbos Iser, not a Losocho called Toeva Iser. And Eidoch Hinavi, there might be two dimensions of the Iser Maisa Shabbos according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, and they're both Doraisa. One is a result of Ki Kodesh Ilachem, and the other is a result of Losocho called Toeva. So now the Gemara asks, I have a number of cases of animals where you're not allowed to do something with the animal. For example, Achosem Pi Para Vidoshba. So if you violate the Iser of Lo Sakrosh Bishar B'chamar Yachta, which is Choresh Bishar B'chamar, or alternatively, you violate the Iser of Lo Sakrosh Bishar B'disho, Litzeru. Now in the case of Choresh Bishar u'b'chamar yachtov, the Gemara's kash of Litzeru is that the Zroim, that which grew from that which you planted, should be Asur, both b'achila and b'anah, because of losochu kol toeva. If the Torah says you're not allowed to create these Zroim through a harisha with a shor and a chamar yachtov, which is called klaya behema, then how could you benefit from the food or whatever produce that resulted from the Harish of Shar v'chamar yachtov?
That would be the whole field, potentially.
You're asking why is Gemara only asking on the Zera? What about the field itself should be Asur?
Well, by extension. It goes one thing to the other until...
Alright, hold on to your question, because I think when we get to study this Tosus here, Choresh, we might come up with an answer. I don't know. But let's keep your question on the back burners. So what's the case of Chosem Pipara? Right, he does Disha with a behema after he had muzzled the animal. And while the animal is working, it is muzzled. And now the animal produced a Disha. And therefore, we should have apply the principle of Rav Ashi to generate an Iser Achila Hana with the Tfuah that the Paro was Dashba, or the Zroim that were planted together. Just one second, we're talking about Shar V'chamar Yachtov, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So this pasuk of Lo Sakrosh Bishar V'chamar Yachtov is in Dvarim Chav Beis in Parshas Ki Teitze. Okay, as a comment here, that it's not just Harisha that's prohibited, but you're not allowed to do any malacha with a Shar N'chamar. Shar N'chamar is symbolic, representative of two different minim of animals, and you use them together to do a malacha, whatever malacha is. Torah used the example of Lo Sakrosh, but any malach that you do with these two animals, two species, would be prohibited. And therefore the Gemara thinks that whatever came out of this, the Zroim that were a result of this Harisha, should likewise be considered Lo Sochu Kol Toeva. This is also according to Rav Ashi on the Tiavti Lechahu. So the Gemara answers, Hashta Shabbos de Chamira Maaseh Mutarim Hani Lo Kolshkein. Now this line of the Gemara is very, very difficult, and there's a wealth of literature on this logic, the didactics of the Gemara here. Very strange. The Gemara is telling us that the miut that we derive from Kodesh Ilachem in Maisa Shabbos is going to set up a kalvachomer, and then how much more so that miut would apply to a lav, a regular lav. I mean, Shabbos is an Issa Skila.
Yeah.
For example, the case of Disha B'Shar V'Chamar Yachtov or Chasimas Pi Parah, both of which are violations of a classic lav.
Right.
doesn't compare, it doesn't shine a candle to the violation of Bishul on Shabbos, which is an Isa Misa. And if the Torah excluded Maisa Shabbos from Lo Sochlu Kol To'eva, despite its Chumrah, then how much more so in these lower echelon Lavim, they would be excluded from the Lav of Kol To'eva, based on the Pasuk in Shabbos of called Kodesh of Kodesh Yelachem.
But then why do we have that limud about Kosha Ta'ati Lecha? We shouldn't have had that limud. We should have only said it by Shabbos, because that's the only place that is, and in the end it's going to apply.
Again, I'm not sure what you mean by Kol To'eva. We're saying that Kol To'eva applies in the case of Bas Mechala. It does not apply in the case of Shabbos, because the case of Shabbos says Ki Kodesh Ilochem. So far, so good? Shall I review that one more time?
Yeah, but then why don't we say that Shabbos is Chomer from Bas Mechala?
Excellent. If you're applying this Kal V'Chomer to exclude Chosin Pi Para, or Choresh B'Shar V'Chamor Yachdov, how much more so that if the Torah was Mekil and allowed, or let's say this way, alleviating lo socha kol to'eva in the cases of pipara and shor v'chamor? And how did you know that? From a Kal V'Chomer, that if the Torah excluded Maisa Shabbos, which is an Issa Skila, from kol to'eva, then how much more so a regular Issa Lav? Let's add Bas V'Chala to the list. And that too should be subject to the same Kal V'Chomer. Now you may ask me a side question, that if we're going to take Shabbos as our paradigm and everything is going to be derived with the Kal V'Chomer, then we're going to left with the pasuk called To'eva Lo Sochal. It's basically an empty set. And in fact, you should know the Gemara elsewhere derives a different case from this pasuk of Lo Sochlu Kol To'eva. And that's the case where he has a Bechar, and a Bechar is Kadosh L'Mizbeach. So what does he do? He takes the Bechar, and he makes a little incision under the ear, he makes it into a Balas Mum, and now it's Pasul L'Mizbeach, and Psule Mikdoshim Amutul B'Medina, Amutul B'Hedjot. No, there's now he can check that it eats meat. So the Gemara elsewhere, I'm going to try to remember where the Gemara says this, asks the question, well, he violated the Isur of Kol Mumlo Yebo by deliberately placing a mum called Srimas Ozno, so that the animal would go lechulin and now he can shecht it and eat it b'medina. Is that should be To'eva? And it should be Osa Lishchot. Let's see if we could find this. Just 1 second, give me a second here. We haven't gotten to that yet. That's why. He's quoting it in the note from a Gemara later on. So it does seem that there are members, or at least one member of the set called Lo Sochlu Kol To'eva. It's not an empty set. But what we have to do here, that's our main job, is to come up with the rules of the game, the ground rules. When do we say, yeah, Lo Sochlu Kol To'eva, you created something in the Torah calls it To'eva, it's Asur. And when do we say, no, the Kal V'Chomer for Shabbos, that if Maisa Shabbos is Mutar, how much more so there would be a Heter in the cases of lower violations of Allah? What are the rules that govern the game? So Rashi, Bedira Maskel Hani, let's see if we can find that Rashi. I think it's about 5 lines down from the top.
Yep, Hani Lakoshi.
Rashi, I'm going to just read you the summary of Rashi. Af She'isur Bas Becholav Eino Ela Isur Lav. Right, just like the case of Shar and Choresh B'Shar V'Chamar, which is Klai. Behema for Zriya, for Malacha, and Chasimus Pipara, we said is all alive. So too, Biasa Mechala is alive. Says Rashi, Ein Lilmod Bishabes Shaloye Asa. Right, Rav Ashi derives the Isur Bas B'chol from this pasuk lo sochlu kol to'eva. We've excluded Shabbos and anything less than Shabbos, a regular lav, from that pasuk. So why don't we exclude Bas B'chol as well? So Rashi says, Mistaber she Isur lo sochal kol to'eva nemar al Bas B'chol of sha'ochel adavar atzmo. Anybody have a pencil I can borrow here? These are the key words. Ochel hadavar atzmo.
This is a pen.
Okay. A pen I have here. Ochel hadavar atzmo shenaseh bo avera. Now, wait a second. We're really in trouble here. Why? Because let's line up the cases that we have into two different camps.
Okay.
We have two camps where he's ochel adover atzmo shenaseh bo avera. That's going to be the cases of basa b'cholov and maisa shabbos, bishul and shabbos. On the other hand, we have cases where he's not eating the avera atzmo. The avera was the harisha or the disha. It wasn't that, to use Rashi's term, shu ochel dover atzmo shenasa bo avera. The nasa bo avera was in the behema, right? In the harisha or the disha. This is really complicated. Or Tosfos is going to reject Rashi, but I'm trying to make some sense out of Rashi. Why isn't that he's eating the dover shenasa bo avera atzmo? I mean, the avera was in the... is in the animal that he was caught. That's it. Because the Gemara wants to say that the Zeroyim should be awesome.
Right.
And why should the Zeroyim be awesome? Because he created the Zeroyim through a Harisha of Shar V'chamar Dasha or the Disha of Pipara, of Chosin Pipara. In those cases, he's not eating the Dover Atzmo Shanasa Bo Avera. The Dover Atzmo Shanasa Bo Avera, that's why I think it will answer your question about the Karka before. But in any event, He's eating something that is an indirect result of the Dovra Nasa Bo'avir, meaning the behema produces the karka, which is now right for productivity, and now the karka produces the zroyim. Avaklai behema hacharisha hi atzmo shala isur v'eino ochel adover atzmo shenasa bo'avira.
The ground itself that he's plowing.
Raksha ochel es azroim shebo'u li'olam al yidei maisa isur. So he's not eating the product of the maisa isur, he's eating the something that came into the world as a result of an isur on a different object. And the same thing he says in Chosin Pipara, Hachasima hi atzmo shala isur vahu eno ochel adover atzmo shenasa bo avera. He's not eating the para itself. Rak ochel tvua shemeshas dishosa nasa dishosa al yidei isur shenasa bo behema. And in those cases, like the harisha b'shar v'chamar or the chasima pipara, Lamadnu mishabes shemaisa haba al yado muter. Klomar drashas kodeshi lachem in Shabbos. Right, never leinian maisa Shabbos. She'eno elaba mikoach haisur. I think he's saying that the isur is the maisa gavra bishul, but v'yesh lamayit kol dover sheba mikoach isur. Aval ein lamayit Dovrashu Atzmo Ha'isur. Wow, this is so abstract. I mean, Tosfos is going to reject this because Tavshil Shabbos is just like Basa B'cholav. He's eating the result, you know, he's eating the Dovrashu Atzmo Nasabo Avera. I mean, the Dovrashu Nasabo Avera was in the Tavshil, and now he's eating that Tavshil. How's it different than creating Basa B'cholav, where the Avera was done in creating the Basa B'cholav, and now he's eating the Basa B'cholav? It's mamish two drops of water. The Tosfos, Dibra Maskil Choresh, is going to have to sort of backpedal in order to explain this sugya.
Why don't we say Oneg Shabbos is an assay, and that militates toward permitting the Maisa Shabbos.
Well, again, you know, we're dealing here with the Doraisa of Lo Sochu Kol Toeva, if not for the Miut. So what are you saying? That I don't need the Miut? I'm not sure what you're asking. If you're asking, why do I need a Miut of Kodesh Ilochem, He Kodesh, V'ein Ma'aseh Kodesh, then for that, I don't need Onik Shabbos. I mean, I'm telling you it's Mutter because of the Miut in the Pasuk.
But in comparison to all of these other cases, there is no positive, there's no positive mitzvah to eat any of this stuff. But on Shabbos, if this is what you have to eat, there's a positive mitzvah to eat it.
Again, you know, if you were telling me that something is asur and you want to give me a svara that it should be mutter because of that positive reason, then I'm with you on the same radar screen, but if we're talking about something that is mutter, I don't understand why would you have to introduce Onik Shabbos. I think, I don't know, it just confuses my mind. I mean, the Torah is telling me that you're allowed to eat Maisa Shabbos not because of Onik Shabbos, but because the Torah says that He Kodesh, V'ein Ma'aseh Kodesh. So there's no Iser in the Totsah of the Bishul of the Melecha Shabbos. My only question is, can I use that as a paradigm? And the Gemara says yes, for other Isurim, which I violate, and I create something as a result of the Isur, but the Isur itself is only an Isur Lav. If the Torah in Shabbos says that even though I violated an Isur Skila of Bishul, and yet the Tavshil is Mutar, so the Gemara says, argues that Kolshkin, how much more so if I only violated Isur Lav in the cases of the Shar V'Chamar or the Pipara, that I certainly would not ask for the result of the violation of a pure lav, of a classic run-of-the-mill lav. So now Tosfos says, well, if you're gonna go that far, then why not apply that to Basar B'Chalav as well? That the Kal V'Chomer from Shabbos is going to limit Lo Sochel Kol Toeva to any violation of any lav. That, you know, limited to, what I mean to say is that any violation of a lav will be excluded from Lo Sochel Kol Toeva. What do you say, Lenny?
Well, the fact that there's by Shabbos, it's man which makes it Issa. Not the thing itself is not Issa. I mean, you can do Bishul, but not on Shabbos. Whereas Basar B'Chalav is always an Issa.
Excellent. That's what I would say might give us a clue to what Rashi has in mind. Yeah. Let's again understand why Tosfos objects to Rashi. Tosfos says, how could Rashi differentiate between Bishul B'Shabbos and Bishul Basar B'Chalav? And Rashi is saying that Basar B'Chalav is unique because it's Ha'ochel Hu Ochel Dover Atzmo Shanasim Bo'Avera. I'm saying the same logic should apply to Bishul B'Shabbos. Rashi says that in cases of Klai Akere, of Klai Behema, or Pipara, there he's not eating anything other than Zeruyim, he's not eating that to which the Avera belongs, right, was done, Ochel Dover Atzmo. Again, I still don't understand why the Parah itself, for example, the case of Chosin Pipara, shouldn't be Asar Ba'Anah, or Asar Ba'Achila, under Lo Sochel Kol Toeva. Because Rashi's saying that it's excluded from Shabbos because Eino Ochel Dover Atzmo Shanasa Ba'Avera, but here the Dover Atzmo Shanasa Ba'Avera is the Parah itself that he muzzled. Now, that's a separate question. But getting back to your point, Lenny, I think maybe what Rashi would say is that the difference between Basar B'Chalav and Bishul on Shabbos is that Bishul B'Shabbos is an Avera the Gavra, the Vice of Bishul. The whole year round, the whole day, week round, he's allowed to cook on a weekday, and that's what you call an iser haba machmas hazman. The Torah says because of the zman, you're enjoined from doing malacha, and you've now done a malacha. You know, you've upset your own menucha Shabbos. That's what malacha Shabbos is all about. Mashenkin and bisur basar b'chalav. The Torah says don't create basar b'chalav by cooking them together. And I'm just wondering if we can't apply, if that's what Rashi has in mind, we can't apply that same distinction to the case of Chosen Pi Para, that the Iser is not in the Para at all. The Iser is in your Chasima. So you enjoy from doing that kind of a Harisha, whether it's a Harisha of Shar v'chamor or a Harisha of a Pi, of a Para that's Chasuma, we'll call it that way. So the Torah says to you, addressing you, don't do that Maisa Harisha. And in that sense, it's very similar to the Bishul case on Shabbos, where the Torah says, don't do the Maisa Bishul. Now, can I fit this into Tosfos? I don't know. Tosfos says the following. We don't have too much time here, so you can open up the door. He says, V'tirtzu, Shalagabi Iser Shabbos, Eino Nikar B'machol Shetav Shel B'Iser. He says that in order to apply the principle of Lo Sochlu Kol Toeva, you have to say it's Nikar, that the Avera is Nikar. In the Bishul, it's not Nikar, because it could be you could have cooked this during the week. I don't know if you cooked it on Shabbos. Is there any sign here that says you cooked it on Shabbos? But in the case of Basar B'Cholov, it's always Nikar and the Machol, that you cooked the Basar with the Cholov. And that's going to be included under Lo Sochlu Kol Nevelah. So I'm not sure if Tosfos' breakthrough is in Rashi, he's saying that pshat in Rashi, or this is Tosfos' his own sheath. So Ritz Hashem, we'll try to pick this up another time. All right, thank you.